Hundreds of thousands of passengers around the world remain stranded for a third day as European flights were slashed Saturday down to one quarter of their normal number. The shutdowns are expected to continue for at least another several days. People have crowded onto trains, buses, and ferries in a bid to carry out their travel plans, and cab companies say they are being paid thousands of dollars to ferry people across Europe by car. The European Air Traffic Control Agency, Eurocontrol, said only 6,000 flights would take place in European airspace Saturday, down from the 22,000 normally expected. On Friday, Eurocontrol said about 16,000 of Europe's usual 28,000 daily flights were cancelled. Airspace in northern France was closed until Monday morning. Southern Europe, including Spain, southern Italy, Greece, and Turkey, remains open for flights. Martin Crozier, senior meteorological officer at the Guernsey Met Office in England, says the volcanic eruption in southeast Iceland that has sent European aviation into meltdown is showing no signs of easing up.
Our situation hasn't really improved at all, I'm afraid. The volcano over Iceland is still producing quite a lot of ash. The upper level winds are still transporting that down towards the UK and northwest Europe, so if anything, we've got a reinforcement of the ash that's already up there. So things not looking too good today, I'm afraid.
Crozier says the wind patterns that are pushing the volcanic dust towards Europe are expected to persist for days to come.
I think we're going to get the upper level winds carrying that ash down for a few more days yet until the upper wind patterns change, which will probably not happen until the sort of time frame Thursday to Saturday. So really, at a worst-case scenario, with the volcano still going strongly, we could get airspace affected, really, for the next few days.
Iceland's volcano erupted Wednesday and has since been spewing ash several miles into the air. The ash clouds include particles of rock, glass, and sand that can get into an aircraft's engine and cause it to stall. The International Air Transport Association said Friday that the airline industry is losing more than $200 million in revenue a day, and they called this a conservative estimate. Crozier says European aviation has never seen anything like it.
In terms of disruption to aviation, I think this is probably the worst it's been in northwest Europe.
The last major disruption to European aviation followed the September 11th attacks in the United States almost a decade ago. U.S. airspace was closed for 3 days, and European airlines cancelled all transatlantic flights. The World Health Organization has warned people with breathing problems to remain indoors as much as possible when the ash is falling. Airspace was closed Saturday in at least parts of more than a dozen countries. In some countries, the skies were emptied of commercial flights. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.